My name is Brice Dansereau-Olivier, and I was one of the organizers for the Spring 2015 committees.
So in the past couple of months, there's been a series of anti-austerity protests and rallies. And can you tell me where the anti-austerity movement is at right now and what's happening with the Comité Printemps?
Sure. Well, basically, we've had a very strong mobilization on the student front for a couple of weeks. Now it's dying down a little bit, except at UCAM and University of Montreal, where people are still on strike, but mostly against the political expulsions that have been decided by UCAM's administration. So basically, people right now on the student side are fighting for the right to fight rather than against austerity. As for where the movement is going at the moment, we're all working towards a big social strike on May 1st. At the moment, we have 22 teachers' union from CEGEPS that will be on a legal strike on May 1st. We have over 250 community groups across the province that will be on strike as well. 40,000 students, mostly CEGEP students, will be on strike at the time because university students will be already, for most of them, out of class. And after that, we're going to be seeing a lot of environmental things going on during the summer, especially in regions. A lot less around Montreal and Quebec, but more Gaspésie, Côte-Nord, mostly against fracking, petroleum exploitation in Quebec. And we're getting ready for another surge in the autumn.
Okay, wow. So I know there's a demonstration against political repression happening this Thursday. Can you speak a bit about what you expect for that demonstration and maybe what else is happening this week?
Sure. Well, there's going to be a few major moments that are coming in the next couple of weeks. So you did mention tomorrow there's a big protest, tomorrow Thursday. April 23rd. So a big protest against political repression that's been happening on the movement. So on the government front, on the police front, and but also on because of administrations of the different universities. Today, Wednesday, April 22nd, there's a big there's an anti-capitalist protest for Earth Day. We're going to see a big protest building up towards May 1st on April 25th, this Saturday. And then there's one on April 30th, so basically starting the festivities for the day of May 1st, which this one we expect to be very big.
So how have you found that the Comité Printemps 2015 is relating to other anti-austerity groups involved in what's happening this spring right now?
One thing that was really interesting is the idea behind the Comité Printemps was to basically provide a mobilizing platform so that different groups from different sectors of society, so workers, students, unemployed people, so basically people that were impacted by austerity measures, but all across the political spectrum, could get together and mobilize under the same banner. So whether your union was going to do anything against austerity or not, if you wanted to get involved, if you felt that the attacks that the government was perpetrating right now were unacceptable, well, then you could mobilize in the Comité Printemps 2015. And I think this is something we've had quite a bit of success at least in the first stages, where we had a lot of workers and a lot of students mobilizing together towards building a movement this spring. And I think it's paying off from what we can see happening, especially on May 1st, so that we're going to have tens of thousands of people, student workers, unemployed community groups, all together against austerity striking on that day. And I think it's the first step in building what we want to be a long-term, wide-ranging movement built on concrete solidarity. So not to get divided if the government wants to break the movement by giving gift to one sector and then he's going to drop out of the struggle and leave all the other sectors behind. We really wanted to build concrete solidarity between the different sectors.
Okay, so thank you for telling us what's happening in the next weekend leading up to May 1st. And you mentioned that after that there might be a shift into a more environmental focus. And with university classes ending and some students leaving Montreal, how do you think that this movement can keep its strong interest in this media attention and all this dialogue that's happening around it, how do you think it can keep it over the summer to revamp in the fall?
Well, I think there's a couple of factors that are really important here. First of all, if there's one thing that we've noticed from this spring, is that the rest of the population cannot depend on the student movement to do all the work for them, which is, I felt this is something that a lot of people were hoping that could happen. They were remembering back how big the mobilization was in 2012, but 2012 was a very specific students-only issue that affected all the students, and also had been in preparation for 3 years, which is not something that we had the luxury to do in this time. So I think what people have noticed is that if they want this movement to succeed, there's going to have to be participation from other sectors of society. So we can see the teachers right now are mobilizing because they're on the first lines being cut down by the austerity measures. Hopefully we'll see a lot of people in the healthcare sector next, which is what we're counting on and we expect to see at the beginning of the fall. And then the rest of the public sector employees mobilizing as well. One of the main reasons behind focusing on the environmental aspect this summer is, of course, first of all, to explicit the links that are between austerity and the lack of environmental measures and protection. But also it's a way to go dialogue with people outside of the major urban centers but that don't have access to this information that easily, that are more isolated, especially in the activist communities. So for them, it can be a lot harder to mobilize people around an issue such as austerity, even though regions have been hit hard by the austerity measures of the government. So it's something that we hope is going to be able to broaden the movement, especially outside of Montreal and Quebec City. And also it's part of our campaign against austerity. There's a strong link between, like I said, austerity and cuts in the environmental sector. But there's also a strong link between privatizing our public sector and giving our mining rights, our petroleum rights to private companies for very little return actually to Quebecers, to Quebec's government. And this is something we hope to be able to build on towards fall.
Yeah, that sounds great. So reaching out into the environmental aspect of austerity measures and trying to bring in that larger focus, how else have you seen the community develop in the past couple of months in the anti-austerity movement?
Okay, well, there's a lot of interesting things that I've noticed. First of all is that on the English university side, there was a lot more movement than we've seen in 2012. I mean, in 2012, there was a few faculties at Concordia that voted for some strike. But today we've seen it. We've seen more faculties at Concordia voting for either a couple of week strike, a few strike days. At McGill, we've also seen, it's only a start. There's a lot also of students that are from outside Quebec at McGill more than at other universities. So sometimes it's hard for them to be aware of what's going on politically in Quebec. But we've seen it move on that side, and something that's that wasn't quite expected, but that's something that we're really happy to see, that it's breaching this kind of barrage linger that we have always had, whether it's at the education level or higher up. So we hope that we can be building on that in the next few years. We've seen concrete solidarity between between workers and students and other community groups, which is something that we hadn't seen in a long time. A lot of groups, whether it be students or unions, were usually focusing solely on issues that affected them particularly. Whereas on something as wide as austerity, it's harder to mobilize because it's so broad. But at the same time, since it attacks all sectors of society, it's easier to build long-term solidarity on attacks like this. So this is really something interesting that we've seen happen. And this is what we hope to be building on in the future.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, just to wrap up, is there anything else that you think the movement could really benefit from to keep its momentum or gain momentum right now? And if you want to speak about what you expect to see in the future.
Well, like I said, what we're looking at right now is building a long-term sustainable movement to put continuous pressure on the government. We know it's a majority government, even though they were only elected by 29% of people that are eligible to vote. They're still majority government. They're at the beginning of their mandate. So political pressure on them is going to have to be something that really stands out on the duration. So that's what we're looking to build, something that lasts over time. We don't expect them to be easy to be easy to change their mind on this subject, because it's less about simply fiscal measures, but about a way of also of envisioning society. Whereas one side is basically pushing for more of private enterprise in the public sector, so making people pay for services such as education, such as healthcare. And there's another vision of society where it is built on solidarity, on community, on helping each other out in times of need, and providing equal opportunities for everybody as well, whether they come from poor or middle class or richer backgrounds, basically. So it's going to be something that really needs to work in the long term. One thing that's really important is movements like Comité Printemps 2015, for example, were, like I said, basically built up as a platform for people to mobilize around. So it's really important that people realize that this is not a centralized group, that we do provide material, information, support for people that want to basically build up committees in their local area, on their campuses, on their workplaces. So this is something that I invite people to do. This struggle is going to be, on the long run, it's going to need to involve people from the whole society, students, workers, but not just public sector workers, private sector workers, which are also affected by these measures, unemployed, community groups, minority groups, women's group, which are also affected mostly by the austerity measures. So this is really something that people need to appropriate, need to build on in their local, and that's something I really invite them to see. If you're looking for information, we have our website, which is printemps2015.org, where you can find all the mobilization information we've had. If you're looking for support, you can email us. We can provide help in setting up your own committees, and also keep posted on all the activities that are coming up in the rest of the spring, this summer, and next fall.